Red-leaved hornbeam forest. In the middle of the road, you should be able to see a single gray tree reaching up toward the sky. Over 300 years old, here and there the bark is beginning to come off, but you can see the sparkling in silver. This red-leaved hornbeam tree grew as part of the last stage of the forest's cycle of change. Forests slowly change over time, but in the end, this change ceases when the forest aligns with the natural characteristics and climate of the environment. At first, grass and shrubs less than 2 meters tall grow. Then gradually coniferous trees, such as pines, appear. And then the process continues with the emergence of broad-leaved varieties, such as oaks and maple trees. The forest around Tulakil is generally comprised of pine. While the mountain itself is quite large, due to the effects of war, many of the trees suffer damage, and their numbers are not particularly high. The fact that there is a red-leaved hornbeam tree here proves how old this forest is. We invite you to enjoy the fresh air produced here by the grass, to the coniferous trees, oaks, red-leaved hornbeams, and others of the various trees that live here.